Yo, what's going on, everybody? As you already know, this is your boy, Alexander McGee, and this is another episode of Points of Perspective. My voice is a little low because it is like mad, like late at night, early in the morning. It's 3:54 at the time of this recording, and I just wanted to make another episode. It is like real late. Like I just said, raw and uncut, straight from the thoughts, and non-scripted, as you already know. And in this episode, I just really wanted to talk about how, like, I just like when people express their minds, you know? Like, I want everybody to have, like, a voice to really be able to project what's on their heads. And I know, like, as of late, you know, I came back to this podcast and whatnot, and I was explaining how I came from YouTubing, and now I'm back on podcasting. And what I really want people to understand is that I am a big fan of people expressing their opinions, you know? And the thing with me is that people who I hold near and dear to my heart and whatnot, I'm also a fan of trying to get them to voice their opinions too, you know? Like, just earlier today, or you can say yesterday now, technically, it's like I had my nephew hop on an episode with me, and it was out the window and whatnot. And my nephew Kaj, I'm a fan of him expressing his thoughts too. He's an 18-year-old young man and whatnot. And I wanted him to hop on a podcast with me too. Like, it is like us, you know, being able to like bond as well too. You know, I enjoy chilling with my nephew and whatnot. And I want him to be able to have his own platform too. Like, right now, he don't have his own podcast, but you know, every once in a while, I'll not drag him, but have him get on a YouTube video, and I want to start having him get on podcasting with me as well, too, you know. And like I said before, I am a fan of people expressing their thoughts. And the thing with me is, like, I want everybody to be able to have a platform. Like, my boy Keyshawn, shout out to him too. And I was having a conversation with him yesterday. And I often tell him, like, yo, I want you to be able to YouTube. I want you to be able to podcast as well. Because he's a very intellectual dude as well. And I feel like when he speaks, he say a lot of smart things. You know, with the perspective that he have, like, he'd be able to teach a lot of people some wisdom, you know? And I do feel that the biggest quote that I have that I go by is each one teach one. And the more that we express our thoughts, the more that we'll be able to put out there. You get what I'm saying? I won't necessarily say put out there, but more like we'll be able to teach somebody how to, like, put things in perspective, you know? And that's one of my missions, too. And it could be from problems to situations to how we view things to just be able to be like, man, it's, like, so many different ways to explain it, you know? And the type of individual I am is, like, I absorb information like a sponge. So either if you sit down with a bum or if you sit down with a CEO, you can learn something from them. And I like to be able to project that with y'all as well, too. That's why I named this podcast Points of Perspective. You know, it's like having a conversation with somebody. Like, with so many different type of extroverts, I should say, when people are so outgoing and as long as they don't speak like fools, you can learn a lot from somebody. You know, when people read so many books and then when they project about so much that they read, you learn. You can learn from them. The same can be applied to when so many people have had so many conversations with others. You can learn from them because we all pass on so much information that we get from one another. You know? The same can be applied when we all have a platform and when we can all just speak our minds, speak our opinions when it comes to relationships, when it comes to social behaviors, when it comes to just things that we see, our intake, when it comes to either if it's trending topics or just whatever it may be. You know, I enjoy that. Like, granted, like, I'm a big fan of podcasts in general, YouTube in general, but I usually gravitate towards people that talk about expressing their thoughts, expressing their minds. You know, when it comes to, yo, this is my opinion, this is my perspective, that's what I enjoy seeing. And I would like to inspire you to be able to do the same thing. You know, it can be rambling. It can be you having a script of bullet points. Like, okay, this is what I want to discuss with all of you today, to be able to talk to you about my opinion on relationships. Without dictating, of course. That's my mission. Because you never know who you can reach, who you can teach, who you can help heal. Granted, there's so many different ways that I can say this, but it is so hard, or it's not so hard, but to just emphasize this point. See, and the thing is that you don't have to be like, so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a crazy expert with it. All you got to do is have a voice, you know, and make sense. Or at least try your best to make sense. Have some kind of charisma. Have some kind of personality. You know, that's what you need. Because the thing is that with you, I'm speaking to you, whoever you are, whoever that's listening, you are going to have a fan. You are going to have somebody that listens to you. All it takes is one person. When that one person listens to you and likes you, they're going to spread your platform. And that's the good thing. You know? That's how I look at it. I mean, with me myself, right? If I like somebody's word, I'll be like, yo, you should listen to this. I'll refer that person to somebody else. You know? And even if I feel like, okay, well, this person just knew, they're a novice and whatnot, it's the effort behind it. It's the passion behind it that they have in what they are talking about. You know, just to get that recognition. Like, I remember one of my boys, like, when he first started his podcast, shout out to my boy Jeff. Like, I was like, yo, I'm proud of this dude, you know? And the way that he was promoting himself was great. I was like, yo, I got to promote him too. You know, the good and the bad. The Good and the Bad podcast show, you know? And to be honest, he's one of the reasons why I was like, yo, maybe I should start making my podcast like raw and uncut, you know? Like, just sometimes I don't even care to edit and filter it out, you know? I think that's one of the reasons why before, like, I kind of like died down from podcasting. And the thing is, right? The thing with me is I was thinking in my head, like, you know what, like, since I am doing YouTube videos, I do enough editing and making sure that I sound proper, and I do want to make sure that the sound quality is good, don't get me wrong with that, but making sure that there's little to no mistakes whatsoever, it's like, I'll save that for the YouTube. But with podcasting, I want to be more authentic. I want people to know exactly how Al is. If I stutter, if I stumble on a word, unless if it's too crazy, then fine, whatever. It'll be fixed. But if you speak to me in person, you see how I speak, then fine. But the funny thing is, people, like, there's so many people that are still fans of that. They're like, whatever, they don't care. You know, like, I ran across like a few podcasts that there's people that do it live. And they post it on, especially on YouTube, because there are people that do it for like, okay, they'll have their audio and then they'll probably edit it there. But then when they post it on YouTube, when you're doing it live on YouTube, you can't edit it there. It's live. It's going up the way it is. And the thing is, my people, if they can do it, you can do it too. Because sometimes some of these people, they're doing it and it's off a whim. They're talking about any old conversation that they're having with anybody or with just their friends. Okay, today we're going to talk about relationships, or today we're going to talk about what we see in sports or what we've seen on the news or what's going on with politics. You know, they're talking about a particular genre or something, and then they just go with it. You know, some people procrastinate and be like, yo, I kind of don't want to do it because I'm nervous. Some people might think a certain way, but the thing is, don't care about what people think, because that can hinder you and make you not want to do it. But there could be somebody out there waiting for you to do it. You could be somebody's favorite podcaster or favorite YouTuber, but the thing is, you're stopping yourself from doing it. Just go ahead and do it. Just get started with it. You know, like, there's a couple of people that tell me, like, yo, Al, you're my favorite. It's not as much, but just three or four people telling me is good enough for me. And what stops me for so long was me thinking like, yo, I'm not going to be good enough. Nobody wants to hear me. I still stutter and stumble over my words, so I'm not the best. I don't have the right equipment. You mean procrastinating. But when I finally did do it, you know, I was getting some shocking things. Some people was like, yo, some of the topics that you talk about, they're motivating, they're interesting. That's good enough. Some people like the fact that, yo, you try to put people on, or you try to push people to be motivated to do it themselves. That's good enough. Yo, Al, you're not nowhere with this yet. Why are you even trying to push people to that direction? And even if I ever do get bigger, I'm not going to forget where I come from. I'll give shout outs. Definitely. Even if it is YouTube, if I ever get to like 100,000 subscribers or whatever the case may be, yo, shout out to so-and-so. Please check their channel out or whatever the case. You know? But yo, I'm going to be right back. I got to take a quick break. All right, what's going on, my people? I am now back. I still have to make sure that I keep my voice down because I don't want to be like way extra loud. I don't want to wake up everybody because, you know, the ceiling is thin and the floor is thin. So I don't want people above me or below me to like, you know, be disturbed and whatnot. So like I said, I'm going off the whim, raw and uncut. So here we go. But there is something on my mind that I do want to talk about, because the other day I was reading this meme and it was kind of interesting to me. So the meme itself, from what I remember, that it was basically saying that broken men should not be given relationship advice, right? And it was also saying that men should be given more men advice in videos. So basically, I was agreeing with that meme. I really was, 100%, because I was thinking, like, there should be more videos out there, and just that, you know, so people like myself or anybody else, you know, we have a platform that we should speak on. That's what we should be doing. You know, we should be giving our brothers more advice on, hey, you know what, we should do better. We should try to be better. I get that 110%. But there's one thing, though. The thing that disturbed me the most was the comment section. And the reason why the comment section disturbed me so much was a lot of the women was in the comment section digging men through the dirt. Let me tell you. And the way that the women was digging the men through the dirt was talking about how much the men are damaged by insulting the men. So basically what it was saying, what a lot of the women were saying at least, was they was basically talking about how men can never be fixed and men will continue to be damaged, and we don't understand why men continue to give relationship advice when they're so broken. And then I was just thinking to myself, though, in general, in my opinion, right? The reason why a lot of us don't see a lot of brothers giving other brothers relationship advice as often is because those videos or podcast episodes, so to speak, just so happen to not go viral. That I will put out there, because not a lot of people is going to be so willing to share that. A lot of videos that do go viral is controversial ones. A lot of videos that people can debate. That's what it is. Because, I mean, think about it. Videos that often go viral are ones that are degrading, fighting, and videos that people are mad about. Correct? Like, the videos that I seen go viral recently is ones that make people upset. Like, police brutality. That's one of them. People getting upset about the president. That's another one. Or people saying how they should be in a relationship. Those are the ones that usually go viral. Correct? Or at least that's my opinion. You can feel free to voice your opinions with the messenger on Anchor and let me know what the deal is. I can definitely put that on the next podcast episode too and say my comments on that with your voice on the episode. But the thing is, right? That is the thing that goes around a lot. Men being broke, men being fake, women being unfair. That's what spreads around a lot. But the whole concept of brothers being broken, that's what I don't understand. I mean, think about it. We're all broken in some kind of way because we all had bad experiences. We all have some type of, I can't say PTSD, but some of us have a lot of trust issues. Some of us have a lot of things that we experienced and it altered us in some kind of way. Experience is the greatest teacher, right? And it make us wary of being our P's and Q's, or we look out for certain red flags that we don't like, or that makes our light bulb go off and be like, wait a second, I don't trust this. So in that kind of way, are we broken? Or is it in some type of way where it's like, okay, well, you know what? You know what? I'm just going to sabotage everything. Then that person is far from broken if they're just sabotaging stuff, right? Then that goes a little bit more to the far edge. But I think everybody have a right to voice their opinions when it comes to relationship advice. True. Because I definitely don't want to flip it around and say then women don't have the right to voice their opinions on relationships or giving relationship advice. I don't understand who is labeled broken or not when it comes to this topic. So I don't know. And then the thing is right, a lot of people only stick to things that fit their narrative. Because when a lot of brothers do say things out of fear and say, hey, fellas, I think what we need to do is accept this. And if certain people don't like it, then that's when people will thrash that person, even if it makes sense. So it's just crazy. But I feel personally that, like I said in the beginning, I agree with the meme. But I just didn't like the fact that there were so many women in the comment section in that particular thing. Post was just going ham dissing the brothers. I mean, ham. Like, I wish I saved some of the screenshots so I can read out to y'all, but I'm talking about they're just saying how broken men are to the T. All they do is hang out in the corners and their deadbeat fathers, and they do nothing but care about their boys, and all they do is diss women and just so many things that are negative. So instead of speaking to figure out a solution, they were just pointing their fingers and talking mess about men. At the end of the day, men are broken and women are broken. And what men and women both do is point the fingers at each other. That's what happened. And we're never going to get anywhere when we both keep doing that to each other. How are any problems going to be fixed? Because to fix any solution is to know what the problem is. That is 50% of the battle. So if you do not know what the problem is, how are you going to fix it? So if men keep saying, hey, ladies, this is what you're doing that's wrong to make this situation happen, and women's not willing to listen, can't be resolved. And same thing vice versa. If women is telling men what the issue is and men's not willing to listen, nothing can be resolved. Excuse me. So what can us as people as a whole do to fix any situation is, first of all, start bashing each other, especially over memes. That is the first thing that can happen, my people. Men and women, sit down, talk to each other without insulting each other, without saying, hey, this is your fault, without saying, hey, well, this is how damaged you are, and rubbing it in each other's faces. That's the first thing. And also stop saying, hey, this is what you can't do, and then saying you need to take accountability for it. Correct? Because then the other sex is going to have the defense mechanism that's going to pop up and be like, but what about you? That's what's going to happen. And then it's going to end up being a game of, well, then we're not talking about that. And then it's going to be another back and forth. That's what's going to end up happening. And then get like that, vice versa. It's always like that. And then nothing's going to be solved. And plus, one thing that y'all also have to remember is, majority of the time when a meme is made, it's by somebody that's hurt and damaged anyway. So you can't take memes as law in the first place. That's something that a lot of people have to think about. You know, sometimes I think to myself, like, damn, a person post up this meme and say 100% fact, 100% true, but it's completely dissing the opposite sex or the sex that they deal with in a romantic kind of way. And then I'm just thinking, like, damn, you just spoke a lot about your character. Because when you have an issue with a sex, you have to remember it's based off of somebody's individuality, not just because that person is a woman or that person is a man. It doesn't speak for that whole entire sex. It's the same thing with race. Just because that one person is racist or that one person is prejudiced, you can't speak for the whole entire race. And then the thing is, if you try to convince people otherwise, then that says a lot about your character. Like, you as a man, if every woman that you've been with is a certain way, then you have to look inward. What is it about you that make every single woman that way? And then the same thing vice versa. What makes every single man to be that way towards you? Then is a fault within yourself. Something that you gotta think about. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're a terrible person, but there is a habit or a character flaw within yourself that make you that way. Something to think about.